Hi, I'm Karen Given with NPR's Only a Game. Bill Littlefield's commentary is coming right up, but first, I'd like to tell you about a few of the things we're planning for this week's show. We'll ask Duke coach Mike Krzyzewski about the importance of giving back, the thrill of coaching in the Olympics, and why so many sports fans seem to dislike Duke University. Also, New York Times reporter Christopher Clary will join us from Paris to remind us of the little-known French tennis champion who's tied with Rafael Nadal for the most national titles. We'll have updates on the NBA and NHL playoffs. And remember when a bunch of scientists declared that there was no such thing as a hot hand? Well, our own Doug Tribou talks to a couple of smart folks who say they've proven the opposite. On Tuesday, a group of retired NFL players charged the league with putting their health at... who say they've proven the opposite. On Tuesday, a group of retired NFL players charged the league with putting their health at risk by establishing a culture of illegal and dangerous drug use in their workplace. In his commentary this week, Bill wonders if pro football fans will consider it a bigger story than the NFL draft.
Last summer, the National Football League and the thousands of players who had sued the league for not disclosing what the NFL knew about the risks of concussions agreed that the league would pay $765 million to settle the suit. Federal Judge Anita Brody subsequently unsettled the settlement. She was concerned that $765 million might not be enough. The matter remains unsettled. The NFL's legal problems were compounded on Tuesday when eight former players filed another lawsuit. This one claims, quote, the NFL has intentionally, recklessly, and negligently developed a culture of drug misuse, substituting players' health for profits. The results, according to the suit, have been permanent damage and addiction to painkillers. Part of the NFL's defense in the concussion lawsuit was that players might have begun suffering head injuries in college, high school, or in Pop Warner games. Who could prove the critical concussions had occurred in the NFL? Perhaps attorneys representing the league will now look for college or high school programs in which players line up for preemptive injections of anti-inflammatories or handfuls of prescription drugs dispensed without prescriptions. Attorneys representing the eight men named in Tuesday's filing have said that more than 500 other former players have signed on to the lawsuit. If this suit proceeds as the concussion suit did, that number is likely to grow. A lot. Some football fans will regard Tuesday's charges with eyebrows unraised. Of course, the players took lots of painkillers, they'll think. Getting hit by a 350-pound guy who's running fast hurts. If somebody told me that would happen to me, I'd gobble pills immediately. They'll figure further that, of course, the players were fed everything they would swallow to keep them on the field. Pro football is a business, players are expensive, and when they aren't playing, they're worthless. Some of those fans will also maintain that as responsible adults, NFL players knew what they were in for when they decided to play professional football. But what if they didn't? The players took what they were told to take, and they contend they were misled regarding their injuries as well as the potential consequences of their treatment. The NFL has offered to pay $765 million to prevent public discussion of what league officials knew about brain injuries and when they knew it and what they failed to share with the players. Now perhaps we'll see what it will cost the same plaintiffs to sweep away the stories of who provided what to whom and how often in violation of various laws and standards of medical practice before, during, and after NFL games.
If you'd like to share this week's commentary, visit onlyagame.org. Every week, we publish the text and audio there. And you can always find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Our still relatively new handle is onlyagame_NPR.